listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. We are officially about 3 weeks away from Christmas, my favorite holiday. Here's India Ari featuring Tori Kelly with Favorite Time of Year, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Kids are making angels in the snow, magic tricks by Uncle Joe. You can feel the loving in the air, family coming in from everywhere. Grandma sitting in a favorite chair, with a halo of silver hair, with a smile lighting up the room. So sad Grandpa's gone too soon. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year. Chocolate smells fill the room. Kids are waiting just to lick the spoon. We forgot something at the store. Santa's ringing bells outside the door. Even though the baby's only three, she gets to put the star up on the tree. Sweet potato pies fill the tabletops. Ate so much, I'm about to pop. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year. Bow our heads and remember why we're here. Let's take a family picture, gather around the tree.
Everybody smile, one, two, three.
Time for Tyler Perry's new movie.
There's no place I'd rather be than with you, my family. Even in the midst of all the cheer, let's remember everybody that ain't here.
Stand right here beneath the mistletoe. Standing in the powder sugar snow, your loving is the sweetest thing I know. This is why Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Oh, this is why Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
God, we've come to lift our worship to you tonight, Jesus. We come because we want to worship you with everything that we are, God, no matter what we came in here carrying tonight, Jesus. We want to say, God, that you're still worthy. You're still deserving of our all. We lift our worship to you, Jesus.
To you, our King, Maker and Ruler of everything. Yours is the name that's above all names, and we will worship, we give you praise. We lift our worship to you, our Lord, our of heaven and earth below, every knee will bow and proclaim that you are God and you're still the same.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we sing.
Hallelujah.
Wide open, Jesus, pouring out our worship on you because you deserve it, Jesus. We want to tell you, God, that yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, Jesus. We sing this to you tonight.
Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory, both now and forever. Open the heavens, pour out your spirit, Lord. We
glory, both now and forever.
Up in the heavens,
pour out your spirit.
was a Brand New Day debut of Isabel Davis's newest release, We Lift Our Worship. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. During this time of year, I love watching Christmas movies. Recently, I saw a Lifetime movie called Kirk Franklin's A Gospel Christmas. It was encouraging to my heart, and it so richly blessed me. One of the phrases that was used quite frequently is what I want to share with you. Hebrews 13 and 6 declares, "So that we might boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." I want to admonish you to let your faith be bigger than your fear. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. You're probably saying, that's nice, but how do I apply it and walk it out? I feel like to really get a grasp on how this applies, first you must be super transparent about your fears. Maybe you have things in your life that have terrified you, broken your spirit through sadness or anxiety, or brought an anger you didn't even know you were capable of. Take a minute and think deeply about the thing or the things in your life that have caused you the greatest amount of fear. The thing that stirred up that distressing emotion, anxiety, sorrow, suffering, misery. The thing that made it hard to walk, to breathe, to eat, maybe even get out of bed, either for a moment, a day, or months. Focus for a moment on that time of fear. Remember how it felt in the pit of your stomach. In that moment, was your faith bigger than your fear? Mine wasn't, I can tell you for sure. I'd be willing to suggest for many of us, our fears grip us, maybe even immobilize us for a time. Maybe it took a few minutes or hours. Maybe it took months, like it did for me in some instances. Or maybe you are still struggling daily to get past that fear, anxiety, or sorrow. But here's what I know. I know if you are on your feet, if you are showing up for your life, if you still claim that the message of Jesus Christ as one of the foundational truths of your life, even after the hurt that you struggle to understand, then your faith is bigger than your fear. You know that what Satan intended to destroy, God will use for good, even if we don't actually ever get to see that played out. You know that God has a plan for your life to prosper you and not harm you. You know that God hears you when you cry out, that His love holds us and comforts us, that His word is a light to our path, and that He is our strength. Faith is what gets us through that fear, yet not on our own, as Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast." All of this is not to say, even after the fact fear won't creep in, that some mornings you won't cry or momentarily find it hard to breathe, or that you will even face more terrifying situations. John 16 and 33, "I told you these things so that in me you may have peace. This world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." We have faith in God because of Him, not because of ourselves. We choose faith over fear in our lives because of 1 John 4 and 18. There is no fear in love. So yes, let your faith be bigger than your fear. It's a great saying, a perfect slogan, but it's more than just a great saying. It's how we face these moments of fear. It's how we move forward, pressing toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 3 and 14. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 declares, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love." These three, faith, hope, love, is the theme for December. The Christmas holidays are just around the corner, and it's easy for us to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of all of our holiday busyness. Deanne and I want to bring back into focus the reason for the season during the entire month. We hope that you will be richly blessed and filled with the hope and joy of this season and always. Here's Season of Love by Yolanda Adams and Love Song by Kirk Franklin and the family, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Be kinder,
be kinder,
your brother, greatest gift for me is not under the tree, but it lays deep inside, and with hope it comes alive. It's not in a holiday, nor is it in words I say, but it comes from above. The greatest gift from God is love. I know it is.
Love.
I know it is.
The greatest gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love.
Said the greatest gift. Whoa. All my life I've searched to find someone to love me right. In my dreams, I never knew that someone it would be you. So when the season passes away and there's nothing left to say, lift your spirits high above, then my friend, you find God's love. And I want you to know that this love is
patient,
yes, it is
kind, love,
unconditional,
unconditional,
thank you, Jesus,
sweet love.
So as my new life shall begin, God has given me a spell. Your friend, she and I will look above, yes we will, there I know we'll find God's
love,
yes we will,
love,
yes we will,
the greatest gift is love.
So we want you to know this love,
patience,
kind. The greatest gift is, I know it is,
the greatest,
it's the greatest gift,
your love.
Greatest gift is not above the tree.
The greatest gift, your love.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Hope After Hopelessness. Look, I know that our past can send us into a downward spiral quickly. But did you know that there was a way to heal from an emotional, negative past? Yes, there is. As I'd been thinking a little bit about past mistakes lately, and actually, it pops up in my mind often, those past mistakes, whether it be mine or those that family members encountered that may impact the way they react to certain situations. And when we encounter those times where the past hits us like a hammer hitting a nail, and we just feel like we're stuck, immediately, I suggest go to God in prayer, journal, do what you can to try to take that weight, that burden off of you. So I visited crosswalk.com, and They had an article that mentioned 5 ways to heal the emotional pain of your past. And it talks about how our mind is and our heart are both battlegrounds, and the enemy and just things, they fester there. It's a lot of fight happening in our minds and in our hearts. But God can restore us. And 1 Peter 5:10 tells us, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong and steadfast." So I'm going to give you those 5 tips they gave. And I want you to go and visit that crosswalk.com. Amazing, amazing article. Number 1, regardless of your past, realize your story matters. Think of your history as preparation. Some people hide family stories and live in shame. But good and bad, our actions influence us and equip us for our God-given purpose. Number 2, accept what you can't change. Don't give pain power. Offer gratitude for the positive qualities you've gained. Pull out the lessons. What has your history taught you? Can your pain help others? God often uses our pain to benefit others. Focus on the good from each encounter. Count it all joy that testing of your faith produces steadfastness. James 1:2-4. Number 3, allow your past to transform you. Life builds our character where faith is developed and strength and endurance come alive. We never know or understand how strong we are until we face challenges. Number 4, allow yourself to feel. Instead of playing hide and seek with your emotions, be honest with your feelings to foster healing. Sadness is okay. Buried emotions will only fester. Whatever you stuff gets bigger and explodes. Emotions can quickly pile up and threaten to overwhelm you. Sometimes we seek painful emotions by repeatedly digging into events that have hurt us in the past. Shine light on your feelings instead of wallowing or avoiding. Sometimes you may need to talk it out or journal. Psalm 30:11 tells us, "You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy." And number 5, let it go, like Elsa says on the movie Frozen. Let it go. No one cares about your happiness as much as you. Quite often, the perpetrator has forgotten about the incident you're planning to harbor for the next decade, and you keep holding on to it. Actually, that's what happened in Frozen. She kept holding on to it. You gotta let it go. You can give yourself as much peace of mind in a situation as you choose, but it's up to you to refuse to be a victim. Don't just sit and wait for a redo, because life moves forward. Pain pops in unannounced and uninvited, and if we offer it a spare room, it imprisons us. Close the door and lock it tightly. Just say no. Romans 12:2 tells us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So create a new normal for yourself. Surround yourself with people that love and accept you. Dwell on the good that makes you smile. God is so good. Please, trust me, I've been where you are, and it's not a fun place, and I understand. Seek his words. Seek friends who follow God. Seek those who can surround you with love and positivity. And try to get out of those negative thoughts, okay? This is your Renewed Heart segment.
Oh, have led us to this day. Creation has prepared a way. Her wait is done. The chosen one, our King has come, the other Son. A roaring lion from the wild, within a land
of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So,
Join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. That was CC Winans with Something's Happening, and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Isn't it good to know that God has kept us all year long by His grace? And by His grace, we will enter a brand new year shortly. Here's He Kept Me by Lamont Sanders, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
My God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me.
You kept me.
When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love I'm running back to you. Because of your grace I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan, and when you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was singing like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand. You kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance. You kept me.
You kept me.
Said He's able
to keep us from falling.
And He'll present us faultless.
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
It's time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Isaiah 61 and 3 says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Typically, during the holiday season, those of us who have lost loved ones, especially during these unprecedented times, find it extremely challenging to be joyful in any fashion. As I extend my heartfelt prayers and condolences during your time of grief and bereavement, no matter what stage you are in, I want you to know and to be encouraged and to remind you to let joy feed loss. In other words, find deeper purpose and meaning in your grief and bereavement. I know all too well that it takes time to manage and navigate the pain of the loss. But I admonish you during this holiday season to find a task or project to honor the memory of your loved one and to allow it to nourish your heart, soul, and spirit. That's our Live Smart segment.
It's a brand new day. that you appreciate him. Let him know that you love him. Come on, let's take it to church.
Hallelujah. You deserve it. A great God.
Come on, Michelle.
State Representative Jasmine Crockett, and you're listening to Brand New Day.
Caroling in the choir. It's the most wonderful time of the year. All the kids playing in the snow, in the cold. And we all get together and celebrate around the tree.
Yeah.
heart to herald angels singing the celebration of the season. Glory, glory to the newborn King.
Glory, glory to the King.
All the love and joy and peace and kindness remind us of the gift, the promise. Yeah.
Great God, Great Praise by Kirk Carr and the Kirk Carr Singers, and For the Holidays by Brandon Kampor and One Way. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Rack.
Hello, Fearless Families. I hope you are having a blessed evening. So tonight we're going to just jump right in and we're going to talk about leading your children to Christ. All right, parents. So we have to be honest with ourselves. Our kids are super busy nowadays, probably more busy than we used to be as kids. And not every child is, but for the most part, I see so many kids involved in activities. And maybe I'm just speaking to the choir. I don't know. But we have all these events and things taking place. And sometimes I question relationship with Christ because we put so much priority and emphasis on things that are outside of Christ, basically, or, you know, are we including Christ? So, they may play sports, they may be involved in dance, they may be involved in cheer, they may be involved in gymnastics. The list goes on, and we do all these things in preparation, hoping that our kids will be better than us, hoping that they'll do things differently and that we can put them on the track for a great and successful career or adulthood. And, you know, what really defines that great and successful adulthood when we really get down to it? So we got to think about more than just the things we put them in. But what kind of morals are we instilling in our children? What kind of relationship are we trying to show them in terms of building a relationship with Christ? I'll focus on the family.com. It's a website that talks about ministry efforts that we can use with our children and our family to draw them closer to Christ. So, you know, it's not always easy. Right now, like I say, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but I have an 8-year-old, almost 9, and she's our baby. And right now I'm going through the process of trying to make sure that she has a relationship with Christ. And she does love Christ. She has a relationship with Christ, but she hasn't taken the next step to be baptized, which is the next thing that we're working on here. But it is very important to me as a parent to develop that part of their lives, not just the school, not just making sure they're making straight A's, not just that they're participating in all these activities, but this relationship with Christ. I keep repeating that because it's so important. I want them to go to heaven. That is who God gave me. He gave me children to be able to instill upon them the importance of his kingdom. And I want to make sure they end up in his kingdom, and not just them, but their children and their children's children. That's very important, because the word tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And that's not just a financial inheritance. That is an inheritance of knowing who our Lord and Savior is, so that on the other side, there will be eternal life. So we're going to jump right in. I know I'm kind of gone on, but this is so important to me, y'all. I mean, for real. So for parents of young children, the journey of raising Christ followers starts with the task of instilling respect for God and his authority. The psalmist tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111:10. I'm just going to be honest. When my kids were young, or even other kids that I had anything to do with, I'd be like, all right, God, watching you. I mean, for real, it would be forget ghosts, check out whatever people want to say that's scary. No, God is watching you. It was that serious. I need you to know that he has authority. While most of us enjoy teaching toddlers fun Bible stories, we can't stop there. Early childhood materials may solely emphasize how Jesus is your friend. Warm, fuzzy feelings build affection for Jesus, but they don't build the foundation for spiritual wisdom. Awe, wonder, and respectful fear of God lay that groundwork. So how do you instill this respect? You teach your young children these truths. God is strong. He can do anything. He always keeps his promises. He gives us rules that we must obey. And even if mommy or daddy can't see what you are doing, God sees it. God disciplines us because he loves us. When they're in the elementary years, the early elementary years, we're trying to lay down wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to apply God's word to life situations. Our kids are in Awana. They teach scripture, and we're trying to get a good biblical foundation instilled in them. But, you know, as parents, we need to model. So wisdom, being able to apply his word to life situations and into their heart. So to grow in wisdom, your children must first learn God's word from ages 5 to 8. Add biblical teaching to your daily routine. At this age, your children probably love to learn. Make sure you emphasize the following 4 areas. Who is God? What is truth? Who is man? Who is Jesus? Spiritual marker for late elementary years. Grace. The primary goal for 9 to 11 years old. Year olds is to receive God's grace. The majority of people who trust Christ as Savior do so before they are teens. Said another way, if your children do not come to faith in Christ by the time they are teens, the likelihood begins to quickly decrease that they will do so. Wow. That means you must do 2 things to lead your child to Christ. First, make certain that your children fully understand the gospel. Second, ask God to help you discern the authenticity of their decision. Countless kids respond to the gospel outwardly because of pressure from a Sunday school teacher or parent, while in their hearts they remain reluctant to submit to Christ. To understand your children's faith, ask questions. Can you explain why Jesus died on the cross? What does someone have to do to go to heaven? Why do you think you are a Christian? Responses such as, "I prayed a prayer," or "the teacher told me I was a Christian," may indicate they are trusting in the wrong thing. Beyond accepting God's grace, your children also need to learn how to give grace to others. "That's not fair," may be the most common complaint of middle elementary kids. Siblings war over the size of a piece of pie, who sits in what seat in the van, and who has to do the most chores. This age group is especially concerned with getting their fair share. But grace, forgetting what's fair and giving others more than they deserve, is the best way to be like Jesus. Teaching your kids grace is a tall order, especially in the conversation about how to lead your child to Christ. Their selfish nature will battle it. Friends will take advantage of it. So if they are going to learn how to give grace, they will need to see it consistently modeled by you.
Was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seemed no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain.
Yeah. Fearless families, thank you for staying on board with us. Leading Our Children to Christ is a two-part series. So we please hope that you continue with us as we journey into how we prepare and lead our young ones to Christ.
Spiritual marker for middle school years, trust. Young adolescents are beginning to wonder what their lives will hold. These years are a prime time for discussing the importance of trusting God with their future. Additionally, the preteen years are fertile ground for leading your child to Christ. Here's one way to begin that conversation. Discuss Proverbs 3:5-6 with your children. Talk through it carefully. What does it mean to trust in the Lord? How about with all your heart? Why is God's understanding so much better than yours? What does it mean He will make your path straight? Spiritual marker for high school years, perspective. Why did God let my best friend die in a car accident? The lack of adequate answers can send their faith tumbling. Older teens may begin wrestling with tough questions for the first time. Why is there evil in the world? Why is my teacher so unfair? Why did God let my best friend die in a car accident? The lack of adequate answers can send their faith tumbling. And at the same time, it could provide a remarkable opportunity to lead your child to Christ. First, provide the perspective that God is sovereign in all things. Your teens need to hear your stories about the times when God worked difficult things out for good. They need to see you trust in God. Always stay open to your teens' questions, even if they are hard to hear. If you don't have an answer, admit it. Then find the answer together. As your children grow, take note of their life stage and adjust your spiritual training accordingly. My prayer is that each of your children will grow up to be an irrepressible follower of Jesus Christ who accepts the Bible as truth, lives by its principles, seeks ways to impact the world, and continually deepen his or her relationship with God. That's what author George Barna said. So, y'all, we really don't have time to play with our kids. We really don't. And it does make me very emotional to think about it because, you know, you think about these school shootings and you think about the things that our young people are doing now. And the things are, you know, a lot of them, they don't know Christ. We got to prepare our babies, our teens, our young children. Do not allow life to continue without making sure that your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and nephews and your little cousins and those kids that you meet have a relationship with Christ. Please, if you have a child or a student or whoever in your life today, make sure whatever you have to do, pray that the Holy Spirit impresses upon their heart so that you can speak to them about who Christ is. We can't continue like this. Our children deserve better. They deserve better than the Parklands and the Oxfords and the Columbines. And they deserve better than the race car driving and the all the things that are just causing chaos in our communities. And please, like I said, I hate this. I'm sorry that this has to be so long, but the seriousness of it is real, y'all. It's real. It's heaven or hell. I love you all, fearless families. And by the way, I have a new book out. We're talking about reading to children. It's coming from Esther. It's Esther, Queen of Peace, the Queen of Peace. It is a published by Melanin Origins, and it's part of the All in All series, which actually is a Bible series. So you can go on Amazon. It's pre-ordered now. You can actually go to my social media pages. Actually, we're going to put it on Rearing Royalty. And Emily, I need to put it on the site. If you could go to brandnewdayemily.com, I will put it there. And if you could just go check me out. I hope you get it for the children in your life. God bless you. Have a great week. Love you, fearless families. I'm out.
Thank you, Deanne, for that timely and awesome Fearless Family segment. It was so needed. Let's lead our children to Christ. They need him so much, and so do we. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are abiding in faith, hope, and love, especially during this holiday season. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Let Your Faith Be Bigger Than Your Fear. Our Renewed Heart segment was Hope After Hopelessness. Our Live Smart segment was Let Joy Feed Loss. Our Fearless Family segment was Lead Our Children to Christ. Let's pray. God of mercy, we thank you as we approach the end of another year. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the 12th month, oh God. Thank you for your order, your establishment. We pray, Lord God, that you would order our steps this week. God, give us the creativity, the strength, and the ingenuity to get through everything that you have purposed during this time and this season of our lives. We love you. We bless you. We adore you. Thank you for keeping us covered in your blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote from Priscilla Shire. We can see hope in the midst of hopelessness. We can see peace in the midst of chaos. We have a hope that the world does not have. We can see clearly that all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Mary Mary with 'Tis the Season.
Come on and clap your hands, 'cause 'tis the season, yeah, for us to all be grateful. It's time to brother, brother.